Good morning. It is 8:45 at 97.9 The Hill. And as I mentioned, a couple of special guests in the studio today. Myra Austin and Lee Schimmelfing are here, representing the Orange County Department on Aging and the Orange County Senior Games. This conversation, which is sure to be scintillating, is brought to you by the Orange County Department on Aging. And we're going to talk about the Senior Games, which is kind of a tradition in our community. And Myra, let me start with you. What is the Orange County Senior Games? Tell us about that whole thing.
All right. Good morning. The Orange County Senior Games is athletic and silver arts for adults 50 years of age and older, and it's been going on in our community for 32 years.
All right. Well, hey, what is, Lee, let me ask you, what is the vision of the Senior Games?
The vision is to be able to have an opportunity for people who are 50 years old and better to be able to continue to participate in sports activities and other activities that keep them healthy and fit throughout the year.
Interesting you said 50 years old and better. I've got a friend who always says 50 years old and wiser, which is appropriate, too. And you kind of answered my next question here. You have to be at least 50 in order to participate. Uh-huh. I don't consider 50 to be a senior citizen. A lot of other folks would probably agree with me. But are all the Orange County Senior Games events taking place in the local area?
Yes,
where?
All in the local area. So we have events in the Chapel Hill Carver area and also in the Hillsborough area. We utilize the Sportsplex in Hillsborough and one of the Orange High School for our track and field. And we utilize Chapel Hill Parks and Rec for pickleball, which is the fastest growing sport in America and in our senior games.
I keep hearing about pickleball all the time. Explain that if you would.
So it's kind of a combination of tennis, and Lee may jump in here, tennis
and ping pong,
and use a composite paddle and a wiffle ball, if anybody knows what that is. That is a plastic ball with the holes in it, and you kind of a lower impact sport, but it can be quite competitive, and like I said, it's the fastest growing sport.
So. It's really growing in popularity, that's for sure. Now, a lot of people listening out there right now who are 50 years of age or better or wiser may be saying, hey, I'm going to have to be really good if I participate in this. Do you really have to be good, Lee, to do the Senior Games?
Actually, the emphasis in Orange County is on participation. Mm-hmm. You do have an opportunity to do your best in the sports and activities that you participate in, and it actually helps you kind of step up your game a little bit if you're going to participate in the Senior Games. But you don't have to be world class, even though it is sometimes called, instead of the Senior Games, called the Over 50 Olympics. Because you do participate in all kinds of sports and recreation activities.
I don't know about you, but the older I get, the better I used to be.
And I'm with you.
A lot of people who used to be really good athletes, and, you know, of course, aging does a certain thing to all of us, but I've heard the phrase Senior Games actually scares some people. And if you want to call it the Over 50 Olympics, do you feel better about that, Myra?
Yeah, I feel better about that. And it shouldn't scare people. It's all about friendly competition. So it is a little bit of competition, but it's really getting to know folks that you are competing against. But the main focus is about, you know, staying active and keeping your physicalness, you know, intact and working toward moving.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the sports? Tell us all the sports that people can participate in.
Well, there are a whole lot of them. If you have a recreation or sports interest, there's something there for you. For instance, there's archery, badminton, running, cycling, cornhole, table tennis, horseshoes, tennis, croquet, bocce, swimming, racquetball, basketball playing, and basketball shooting. There's really something for everyone.
And it's even cornhole for the Senior Games.
That's right. And shuffleboard for you.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. When is it actually? I know the deadline is coming up 2 weeks from today to get involved in this, to sign up. But when do the Senior Games actually take place?
So they start the first Saturday in April and pretty much run through the first Saturday in May at different times, different venues. And if people are interested, they can certainly pick up a form and or we can email you one or you can also register online. But it has all the locations of the dates and the venue sites.
Now, a lot of people who, you know, work all the time may be wondering, when are these events taking place? Are they day, night, weekends, what?
Mm-hmm. They do vary for based on the activity, and mm-hmm. we've made an extra effort to get more people involved who are still working, so we have more activities on weekends and in evenings.
Oh, cool. Well, you said how many years has this been going on?
32.
That's a long time. How many people do you expect to participate?
We are aiming for 250. Is that right, Lee? We've set the committee has set a goal, and we're aiming for 250.
That's awesome. Well, how do people find out more? Again, the deadline coming up 2 weeks from today, mm-hmm. but is there a website where you can go, where you can find out more before you do anything?
So you can go to the Orange County Department on Aging website, and in there, there is a link to the Senior Games information.
Mm-hmm. You can also go to ncseniorgames.org, okay. and then go to local games. Orange County.
Okay. And are you guys participating in the Senior Games?
You betcha.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, you got to set a good...
We hope you come join us.
That's right.
Well, I'll think about it. That's just right. Well, thanks for setting a good example for all of us.
We have a registration form for you.
Oh, Orange County Department on Aging has a lot of wonderful things happening there. I mean, they do everything from helping people with taxes to just, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And this is one of the fun things that comes out of the Orange County Senior Games. Yeah. And thanks for coming in this morning to let us know all about it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Myra Austin and Lee Schimmelfing, representing the Orange County Department on Aging, talking about the Orange County Senior Games. 97.9 The Hill. Good morning. It is 8:52.